felt like talking today a little bit about this pancake recipe I have up here on my site. It's a recipe that I have made numerous times over. I can't even begin to even count how many times I've made it for breakfast, whether it's been during the week or the weekends, or maybe sometimes it's just breakfast for dinner, but it's always a favorite of mine. It's always a favorite of anyone who I make it for. It's one of those things that's so simple to make. I mean, pancakes on its own are just a very simple dish, and this one's no different than all the other recipes out there, except this is one that I fine-tuned and got everything just right to make the pancakes the way I love them. And honestly, breakfast foods are hands down my favorite types of foods to make these days. There's just something so nice about making breakfast on the weekends for yourself, for your family. And again, every once in a while, making breakfast for dinner. I remember growing up as a kid, breakfast for dinner was the greatest thing when my parents were like, you know what, let's just make some waffles or scramble some eggs and just cook some bacon and we'll have that for dinner tonight. That was always like the greatest treat you could like look forward to sometimes, was those kind of nights. Now, more on this pancake recipe here. This is something that I kind of created based off multiple different trials and errors and different recipes from family that they had given me. And I found something that kind of made it my own. And I think the first time I ever did make this, I actually made it for, I think it was Mother's Day or my mom's birthday many, many, many years ago. And it's kind of just grown from there and fine-tuned even more and more. It's one of those things where one day I make it, I'll put blueberries in it. Maybe next day I'll top it with strawberries. I haven't quite made it with chocolate chips. I have a friend who has, though. I gave him this recipe and he has added chocolate chips to it. So he can attest to how good that is with this recipe. But as with anything, you can always make it your own. Add whatever you want. You know, some of the ingredients you'll like, substitute them out. The vanilla, maybe not everyone's favorite thing in there. Maybe you like to add a little cinnamon. That kind of changes the flavor a little bit. I've actually done that in the past and it turns out pretty good, actually. But as with all recipes here, you know, experiment with them, make them your own, and come back and share them with me, with everyone else who's trying these out as well, so they can try things in the future. This is just so simple. It goes great on its own. Just some melted butter on top with some syrup. Scramble up a couple eggs, serve it with some bacon, and you have a great breakfast for your weekend or for the middle of the week if you find yourself with some little bit of extra time in the mornings before you head off to work. This will definitely be a favorite for anyone in the household, anyone you make it for. They're definitely going to be coming back to you, asking you to make it again in no time. Always happens with me as well with this recipe. Another favorite of mine would be a waffles recipe too, and I hope to get a waffles recipe up soon on this website as well. Another very simple one. A little more time-consuming than the pancakes. A little more goes into making the waffles than the pancakes, but it's just as good, just as delicious. And again, you can do anything you want with it. Top it with fruit. Make them chocolatey, whatever you want to do with them. But just wanted to give a little more insight here into this pancake recipe, which is maybe one of my favorite things. Like I said, one of my favorite things that I make these days. So I hope you enjoy it. Hope you have an opportunity to try this recipe. Leave your feedback on it. Let me know how it is. Let me know what you did differently with it as well. I want to try new things with it and hopefully maybe find a new way to make them next time I make them. Thank you for your time listening, everyone, and I hope you try it out.